From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I chat with artists and singers, actors, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest today on The Field Trip is Mill Valley musician Dan Hicks. I first became aware of his music in 1973, listening to his album Last Train to Hicksville. The San Francisco Chronicle says about Dan Hicks, "So few truly original figures exist in music that Dan Hicks should be a national treasure." But is it pop music? Since he formed his first band, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, back in 1968, nobody's really ever come up with a good description or a label for Dan Hicks' dozen albums. Is it cowboy? Is it jazz? Is it bluegrass? Or maybe pop? Sounds a bit like Django Reinhardt and a bit like Bob Dureau. But Dan Hicks himself calls his music folk swing. Some of Dan's best-known songs include I Scare Myself, Smoke That Cigarette, Where's the Money, and How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away. And perhaps he'll sing some of those songs on Friday, August 19th, when he appears at 142 Throckmorton in Mill Valley in his new show, See You at the Funny Papers, that he concocted with his collaborator, the artist and cartoonist, Michael Lippy Lipman. Incidentally, I have a pair of tickets to give away for Friday's show, and I'll tell you how to get them at the end of today's show. But right now, talking to us from Mill Valley, please welcome to The Field Trip, Mill Valley's own Mr. Dan Hicks.
Well, howdy, howdy. Hey, Mitchell.
Dan,
thanks
welcome.
Thanks for having me on the air.
My pleasure. Honored to have you on. Tell me first a little bit about the show on Friday, because, you know, that's your new thing.
Okay. Well, you know, I try to come up with some kind of concept, something new when I play the Throckmorton, and oftentimes it's something that we end up playing other places and doing a few versions of it around the country. I don't know what's going to happen with this one. This is a kind of a collaboration of what I think are funny songs that I've written, mostly that I penned myself. I kind of dug in my archives and got all the humorous tunes out and kind of keep it light the whole show. And that's kind of where I get the idea of I'll See You in the Funny Papers. And it sort of lends toward the visual of we're going to have some cartoons up on the screen on the stage and some stills of characters and with the help of Lippy. So, you know, there'll be the six of us playing, my regular band with two girls and the violin and guitarist and bass, plus guest instrumentalist Banana, who is from the Youngbloods group of the 60s and also has been a fixture around the Bay Area as a musical performer. So he'll be there. He goes by the name of Banana. His real name is Lowell, by the way. But I'm not telling tales out of school. I think a lot of people know him as Lowell Levenger. So he's from my hometown of Santa Rosa, so I've known him quite a while. And, you know, it's just a bunch of funny tunes that I've written, like Barstool Boogie and Is This My Happy Home, and I Got a Capo on My Brain, and by the time I get to Mill Valley, I'll be loaded. And, you know, Hell I'd Go, which is a kind of a spaceship tune, Hell I'd Go.
Hell
and,
I'd Go.
You know, a tune called The Laughing Song about a guy who lives on an island and does a bunch of laughing all the time. That's all you know. And another one called He Don't Care, sort of a guy that's on uncontrolled substances all the time. And be a couple of hours of light tunes.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm making up, when I started researching it and, you know, playing a few songs to see what would go, I was thinking this is going to be good, you know, because all these tunes are kind of fun and I think they pass the test.
Tell me, who are the Hot Licks right now?
Well, we've got Daria, a couple of lady singers that are well-known jazz singers in the area. Daria is one, and Roberta Donay sings with me. They've been with me for about 7 years.
Very beautiful ladies they are, too.
Yeah, they look look pretty darn good, inside and out. They're beautiful peeps. And we got Paul Robinson on guitar and Paul Smith on bass. And Paul Smith used to play in the Laugh-In band back in when the Laugh-In show was on. He was in the house band for that.
I hate to say I'm old enough to remember that.
Yes, I know. And Benito Cortez on violin, mandolin, and a guy named Me be there. And I know him the best. And let's see. Yeah, and Banana.
And Banana.
Yes, sir.
If you're just joining me, my guest on today's field trip is Mill Valley musician Dan Hicks. Now, I keep saying Mill Valley musician, but you're a guy who plays all over the world. You're known all over the world.
Well, I live in Mill Valley, and I've been here since about 72. I lived in Sausalito before then for about 4 years. I lived down on the houseboats down there. And then before that, I was over in San Francisco, so got started on the early rock scene in San Francisco and everything, and folk singing in the coffee houses and stuff. Yeah, well, we get around. I was just at the Montreux Festival in Switzerland, and we play a few. Haven't really done a real good European tour yet, but been a few places, most definitely around the United States.
You're taking this show out across the country, aren't you?
Well, you know, it depends. Like I say, what I've got scheduled is just go play my regular stuff, and then if a particular place hears about this thing and says, "Oh man, come in with those funny songs," you know, we'll do it. You know, so it's sort of like that. It's a show that's being prepared for this rock, and then it'll be ready for any other place. I've done a couple of concept kind of, that's what I call them. Shows, then one on the 60s folk song thing, revival, and a bunch of tunes and some history, and I did a narrative on that, and also did a thing called College of Musical Knowledge, which is sort of a history on music a little bit in different genres, and so I have a little bit of an informative patter, you know, and then we play the tunes, and also did one on singing cowboys, so these things kind of crop up when it's time to play the Throcker. I call it the Throcker. We're kind of close.
You know, last week I had Ray Manzarek on the show. Lovely fella who told me that he was playing with the great slide guitarist Roy Rogers. And then when I research you a little bit, I see that you're also working with Roy Rogers on your Tangled Tales CD.
Yeah, you know, made that album a couple of years ago or so, and featured a few people from around here. We were one of the last bands, I think, to record at the record plant, the plant there in Sausalito, which
yeah.
I think is defunct now. But we did that album there and got some sort of semi-local Northern California people to play on the album. And I've done stuff, been on bills with Roy, and I've known him for a while, and been always a fan of his, that's for sure. So yeah, he's one of the guys I team up with sometimes.
Let me ask you this, because I ask everybody on the show, what is it about the Bay Area that makes it a great place for you to live?
Well, you know, I kind of fell into it. It's sort of like I was kind of born here in a way. I'm from Santa Rosa originally, which isn't too far. It's just about 50 miles north of here, and up in Santa Rosa. And I went to San Francisco State, so, you know, I kind of was always from here, really, and always liked it. Never thought about moving somewhere else or anything, I don't think. You know, I've always liked the atmosphere. And, of course, just being here this long, you know, you become part of it. And so I've been doing the music and all that stuff since mid-60s here. And I don't know, I just like I like Northern California. I like being a Northern Californian, and I would rather be here and, you know, come up with the music here and take it to other places just as well as being someplace else. So there's advantages, I guess, in the biz, you know, of being or living other places down like L.A. or New York and that kind of thing where there's more, I guess, more activity per se. But I'd rather just, you know, I'm fine with the activity I have, you know. And
sure.
Sometimes when I'm driving up 101 to San Rafael, and You know, I just say, man, it wouldn't be like this if I was down in L.A. You know, just looking at reasonable traffic and green hills and all that stuff. I go like, you know, man, I'm glad I'm not on the Santa Monica Freeway right now.
How about the food? You got a favorite restaurant?
Oh, I can't even think of the name of it. It's Italian restaurant in
Pasta Pomodoro.
Yeah, I go there. Go there. My wife and I, and it's funny. I was just thinking about another subject here about how, when I was told all about this, you know, the station there in Sausalito. I remember something called K-Mud. I don't know if you remember that. Out of Sausalito, there was a guy on a houseboat, and it was really funky. I remember, I think it was maybe the 70s in some point there. I went down and did an interview with him. And you kind of held you had a handheld mic you passed to each other when you were doing it. And you had to, in the turntable, you had to spin it around to get it going. And it was, I don't know, you know, how far the station went. Maybe a few boats down you could hear. It was right on this houseboat. And then I wonder they called it K-Mud, you know, K-M-U-D. Funky is a word that applies, I'll tell you, to that one.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for coming on the show today and taking us on a field trip. I really appreciate it. I urge everybody to get down to 142 Throckmorton on Friday evening. That's August 19th.
It's a nice theater, and it's a good sound. It's a good place to hear stuff.
Sure is. I can't wait to see you there.
All right.
That's the great Dan Hicks, everyone. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And you can win those tickets to Friday's show with Dan Hicks at 142 Throckmorton by being the first caller to mention the field trip when you call Clara at 415-381-8198. That's Clara at 415-381-8198. Thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial, in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.